national champion, or 24 teams to put into the national championship race. You know, you just do those things. And one of the things that always disappointed me was that it seemed like it was almost a marathon. You couldn't really involve yourself in what's going on right now because you had this to go to and this to do. And that was one part that I was always a little bit disappointed with, because I never felt like I could really put my arms around some of the really cool stuff that was going on. So that would be an apology I'd make to our coaches, is I never really felt like I could really get into what you were doing as much as I'd like to because of that. So I feel kind of bad about that. But with the size of our staff and the nature of our work, it became a reality at some point. But please know that it wasn't because I didn't appreciate what you were doing and what went on and the success that we were enjoying. So thanks for saying that. Miss Karma. Yes. Karma, we just discovered, I started here in 1973 as a student, and Karma came here in 1974. She was just older than a student at that point. And so she has been, you have all these angels in your life, you know. Some of you will understand that a little bit more than others probably, but you have these angels in your life that no matter how stupid you are, they're there to save your butt. And Karma has been one of those people. And what's really weird about all this is about 5 years ago, Karma, Terry Bloomquist, and I all said, you know, we're going to go out together. We're not going to stay on with this beyond each other. And I don't think any of us took it seriously. Here's Terry's gone. I'm now leaving, so Carm, you're left, and I'm going to let you answer those questions, but it's just kind of wild and weird how that all works out. So anyway, you had a question. Thank you for saying that, Carm. We've been pretty doggone lucky here, and again, I don't think the general folks around this campus realize and understand how lucky we are to have the people that we've got in this room working under that umbrella of athletics. I can't understate that. This group is top-notch, top shelf. And that's why we're able to do what we're able to do.
I just want to say, on behalf of myself and my wife, thank you for your candidness and just your the way you have about you and the way you do it. It's been a real blessing.
Yeah, thank you, Zeke. That's awful nice. I'll make sure my wife hears that candid comment, because at times she probably wondered if I should be as candid as I was. But God bless her. That's why she's been great to have around for all these years. It makes for good interviews. Yes, it does. But thank you for saying that. I think it's important, you know, if you have warts, let's talk about them. If we have positives and strengths, let's talk about them. But to not do that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And yeah, you know, maybe it makes some folks uncomfortable, but you know, so what? You got to be able to deal with that stuff at some point. And if you can't, well, that leads to a whole nother conversation, doesn't it? Anyone else?
Great
thank you, Sandy. We've been pretty lucky, you know. It would be very easy in a community like this for the media to be a thorn in the side of what we're trying to do. And we don't always agree. Zeke and I think have talked about that, and Sandy and I when he was at the Pioneer. But it's never been, at least in my feelings, it's never been adversarial. It's been a good give and take. It's been something that, you know, I think it's important to see all points and all sides, and that's been a good thing. And it could be something that in a community of this size could be really destructive. And so I appreciate both of you guys and the folks that surround you in helping to make that not happen. You know, there were times where there were some pretty tough things to have to write about and talk about, but at the end of the day, I think it was done professionally, and it was done trying to appreciate both sides or whatever other sides of the story, and that's made it a lot easier for me. So thank you both for saying that. Yes, Blake.
I'd like the opportunity to tell you how proud I am. So I actually have a question. May I have a hug?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's probably the easiest question of the day. You bet, I'd be happy to do that. That would be great.
We'll see what we can do to retain the talent.
Well, anybody's for hire in our family that, you know, so I'm not going to put Blake on a spot, but that can always be worked out, Coach. But it has been fun. You know, I talked a little bit about I spent a lot of time raising other people's kids, and I, some more than others, unfortunately, but I hope that, you know, I do really feel like I short-sighted my family at times, and I'm not afraid to say that. I'm proud of what I've done, but I do feel badly about that. In fact, you know, with our younger coaches, I've tried to, and I don't know if I've come right out and said it, but I've tried to make sure that they know that their families are critical and don't put them second. Don't ignore them in this process. Include them and involve them in the process. And we did that. I mean, kid's 28 years old. He's not that disadvantaged, but but. You know, I think that there are so many opportunities, and this is a great setting to raise kids in. Not that I want you guys to go out and start doing that right away, Mignano and Bacucci, but it's a great setting to raise kids in and a family in. And so, you know, we bring Chris Bowden here and his family. I was just talking to him about this an hour ago, and getting your family here, getting them settled. You know, this is a great place to do that. So, and for us, it was close to both of our extended families, and so we were able to, as long as that was important and they were alive, we were able to do that as well. So, it's been a good situation for us in that respect. And I'll make sure I give you that hug. Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate that. We got through it.
Yep. No worries. I was here
for you. I know you were.
I wasn't going to leave you.
Yeah, thank you.
I was going to pinch you. You were about 1 second from a pinch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did good, though.
Yeah. Thanks.